I got $1,200 on the line if the Brewers can win the division. Every now and then, I just have to make sure I know how it's going and talking to the doctor of pitching himself, Jerry Augstein. Jerry, good afternoon.
Jerry, do you have a doctor?
Good afternoon, Homer. Good afternoon, Tony. Great to be with you.
Augie, do you have a doctorate in pitching?
Do I have a doctor? Well, from Homer, Homer gave me the title of a doctor of pitching, but I think he, if there was a diploma to get, I would receive it from him.
I have not been able to get that for you yet, but I know that's available on the internet, and I will work on it because I worked for a Richard Holcomb, who is a doctor, as it said, with a certificate that he had on his wall that came from the internet.
Well, I'm just wondering if since he was a pitcher in the league, does he automatically get a doctorate?
No, he gets the doctorate when you look and where he came from and his ability and success in the major leagues. For example, give Tony Smith your background, where you grew up, where you pitched in college.
Well, actually, Tony, I was born in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and raised in a small city east there by the name of Kewaunee. And
Kewaunee,
from there,
yeah.
Went to high school and then went to lacrosse and was drafted by Milwaukee out of lacrosse.
In what round?
Made my way, I believe it was 13th, 14th, okay. 15th.
Man, that many rounds?
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They have like 40 rounds back when we played. And then I was very lucky. I went to, from when I was drafted, I signed with Milwaukee. And then I went out to Newark, New York to their rookie league. I was only there for 3 days, brought up to A-ball league, and then finished that season. And then was invited. I had some really nice games in front of the general manager at the time and got invited to spring training and tore up my knee an hour into spring training and then ended up in the major leagues by the end of the season. So very fortunate.
Wait, how did you tap your knee in baseball? Doing what?
Covering first base. They had tried to do something, and I had hurt my knee in high school in football, and I was covering first base, and they put some different type of sand mixture on first base, and I hit it wrong. I must have hit it wrong and tore up my knee in spring training. I think it was an hour into spring training, and then had surgery in Milwaukee, and they said I would not pitch that year. And by July 11th, I was pitching in AAA. So I worked extremely hard. I had a goal, and I was very, very lucky.
Yeah. So there you have it. In order to come from Kewaunee and lacrosse and pitch as successfully as he did, you got to be a doctor of pitching.
Yeah, hey, I was not doubting the doctor.
All right, what was your range of fastball, Doc? Speed.
I would say in high school they all said I was about an 86 to 88 guy.
In high school?
And then I in high school, 86, 88 guy. Coming up north, we threw a lot of snowballs in the wintertime, so that always helped. But I was probably in that middle 80 area. And then when I got to, all of a sudden I got to A-ball, and it started elevating a little bit. I would say I was probably in that 88 to 91, and that's probably where I pitched. Although the guns
88
were a little bit different
to 91.
Back then.
88 to 91. And you now agree he's the doctor of pitching.
I didn't doubt it at first. I was just asking.
If he was a little lower, they would have called him Salad, like Jamie Moyer. How did you get people out throwing like that? Everybody.
I mean, did anybody hit you in high school throwing 85?
I had a lot of low hit ball games. I think I had one. I'm just trying to remember. I know I had back-to-back no-hitters a couple of times.
Yeah,
and that's all I remember.
A couple of times back-to-back no-hitters.
That's all I remember. And I remember one time I was going for three and I lost it. But I was lucky. It wasn't about my velocity, Tony and Homer. It was about the movement on the ball. I had a lot of great movement on the ball, and that meant I could throw strikes, and that really helped.
That's what I heard. Speaking of no-hitters, Homer's always yapping about. There's too many no-hitters now. There's something going on with the ball. What's going on with the pitching? Why is it so dominant this year?
Well, I think let's take it to the Brewer level now. When you could talk about the Brewer level, they have that science lab. And that science lab, when you go in there, it tells you everything about your pitches that you want to know. It tells you the spin on the ball, the break on the ball, the flight of the ball, when you locate in certain spots, what the ball does. And I think that has done a lot for baseball. Not only that, it's the scouting, and it's the scouting gets in. It's very particular where you throw the ball to certain hitters, and I think also we have an elevated strike zone. I think that strike zone is a little elevated the last several years than it's been in the past, and now you're getting guys going out and not only being able to go out and execute those pitches with the spin on the ball, the curveball, the changeup, and the fastball and slider that you throw. You not only execute it, but you're locating it. And anytime you get a guy who's thrown in the mid-90s that can locate the ball down and give a good pitch down and then locate the ball up and change to the eye level, that's really big. And eye level was always big when we played, but I thought we had our strike zone was just a tad lower, so you probably didn't see him as much, although you had guys like Nolan Ryan and those guys throwing no-hitters. But it's still about locating pitches and being able to execute, and that's what you're seeing today. You're seeing a lot of guys going out and executing pitches and staying in that game plan, and that's what makes them so successful.
Talking with the doctor of pitching, Jerry Augustine, the perfect person to ask that I believe baseball now. I think they may have brought some of the old balls back because they're hitting home runs now back more than they were for all. But I think they need to change something. It has become too difficult to hit. I don't know if you move the mound back or you get rid of the mound. The game has become too much like fast pitch softball where it now appears unfair. And what would you do? If you were Mr. Doctor of Pitching for me, I'm the commissioner.
Maybe he likes it this way. Maybe he would do nothing.
It's possible.
I like pitching. So I like pitching. Just like I like the 3-point shot in basketball. I love this. I love it. And
you like a lot of 2-1 games? You like a no-hitter every night? Come on.
I love it. I love those games. I think the games are so much fun to watch when you don't see a lot of complete games anymore. So it's not just about going to complete game. It's about who do you have following up and what the situation is and locating pitch. I really enjoy that part of baseball. I hear things that they may move it back, the mound back a little bit. That could be it. Maybe change the strike zone a little bit. Those things do happen, but you get pitchers out there that are stronger. They throw harder. They execute their pitches, and they're really learning how to pitch. And I think a lot has to do with these science labs and shows them what to do. And if they execute pitches for certain hitters, they're going to be successful. That's paid off a lot.
We have Jerry Augustine, the undergrad of pitching.
No, he's still got a double doctorate now.
All right, we got about a minute left. I got $1,200 on the line for the Brewers winning the division, 4-1 odds.
Give them the bad news, Jerry.
I'm impressed with their record given all that has occurred. What would you be watching? What do you want to tell me is the most important thing for the Brewers to win the division so I can win my money?
And what do you want to tell them his chances are actually winning that money?
All right.
You know what? I think the chances are good. I think this is a division that it's anybody's
Doctor
division.
Again.
I think it's just a matter of you stay right around that 500, a little bit better at 500. Then you've got to have a time during the season, which everybody does. No matter what sport you do, you go on a run, and that puts you there, and you'd preferably be late in the season. I really like the pitching and defense with the Brewers. I think that trade they make, they got rid of some really good pitching, but they got a guy who plays
Adames.
Up the middle in Willy Adames.
Yeah.
That has really improved this ball club. I think they're going to get better offensively. This team is going to come together. You're seeing baseball change. One thing we got to talk about now is different. We're coming off a season where they only played 60 games. And you saw the way what Tampa Bay did last year. Their bullpen was their season. They won it with their bullpen, and it really paid off for them to get to the World Series. But now when you have 162 ball games and you stretch it out, it changes, and your seasons are going to change. So I think you're going to see this baseball. I think your hitting is going to get better. I think the pitching is always going to be good. But I think hitting is going to get better as we get on into the season. Things are going to level off, and we're going to see a lot of runs scored, and we're going to see the Brewers score more runs. And I think that's where the Brewers are going to be very good. They're going to be able to have
Brewers are going to start hitting? They're going to start hitting the ball?
He's the doctor of pitching again. I got a chance on my money.
Really?
All right, Jerry, it's always
really
a treat. I want you to look into, because I'm going to do as well, the research on what they're saying. Pitchers are cheating because the spin thing is so... Isn't that what it is? Rotation is
Wait, Augie. I got a bet going, too. I need Yelich to get 34 homers. What do you think my
Christian
chances
Yelich,
are?
Christian Yelich.
What did I tell you early in the season, Tony? We talked about this, and I didn't think that Yelich would get him this year because they are going to pitch him. They are going to not give him anything to hit, although he's still going to have a great year, and he is going to hit home runs. But for him, they're really pitching him differently this year than they have in the past. They're really pushing him on the inside part of the plate and then going off the plate away. So I think it's very difficult when you have a guy in the lineup, and as good as Yelich is, and he's one of the best of all of baseball, to come up with that many home runs when they're really changing the style of how they're pitching to you.
Great. Yeah. Augie, you're back to the doctor of pitching.
Thank you so much.
And again, you're still doing some of the post games on TMJ, so enjoy the doctor of pitching there. Still around, and look forward to talking to you the next time. But again, I'm going to do some research. You talk to some of your peeps, too, about what they claim pitchers are doing in order to get the highest spin ratio. Is that it?
Spin ratio, yes.
A result of all that research that you talked about. Doc, thanks. We'll do this again
soon.
Thanks,
Augie.
You guys are the best. Take care.
Caller number four. Caller four, are you a better guesser? And yesterday's was thrown out because the correct answer was by someone who then won last week, and you can't win, once a month? Once a month. Caller four, 1-800-990-3776. You're a better guesser, and then the top three at three. All next.